Wallaby Pilot Survey. High gas disk truncation and star formation of galaxies falling into the Hydra I cluster, by T.N. Reynolds et al. We present results from our analysis of the Hydra I cluster observed in neutral atomic hydrogen. Hi. As part of the Widefield ASKAPL Band Legacy All-Sky Blind Survey, Wallaby. These Wallaby observations cover a 60-square-degree field of view with uniform sensitivity and a spatial resolution of 30 arcsec. We use these wide-field observations to investigate the effect of galaxy environment on high gas removal and star formation quenching by comparing the properties of cluster, infall and field galaxies extending up to approximately 5R200 from the cluster center. We find a sharp decrease in the high detected fraction of infalling galaxies at a projected distance of approximately 1.5R200 from the cluster center from approximately 0.85% to approximately 0.35%. We see evidence for the environment removing gas from the outskirts of high detected cluster and infall galaxies through the decrease in the hydrogen iodide to R band optical disk diameter ratio. These galaxies lie on the star-forming main sequence, indicating that gas removal is not yet affecting the inner star-forming disks and is limited to the galaxy outskirts. Although we do not detect galaxies undergoing galaxy-wide quenching, we do observe a reduction in recent star formation in the outer disk of cluster galaxies, which is likely due to the smaller gas reservoirs present beyond the optical radius in these galaxies. Stacking of high non-detections with high masses below MHI is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 8.4 msun will be required to probe the high of galaxies undergoing quenching at distances is greater than or equal to 60 MPC with Wallaby. This was Wallaby Pilot Survey. High gas disk truncation and star formation of galaxies falling into the Hydra I cluster, by T.N. Reynolds et al.